Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Today's the day the suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer is expected to fess up to those crimes.
Family members of the victims, along with Rex Heerman's own family members, are expected to pack the courtroom as the 62-year-old will likely plead guilty to murdering seven women and possibly one other, an eighth victim. Both the Suffolk County DA's office and Heerman's attorney did not comment. Heerman, a former architect, has been in a cell by himself since his arrest in July 2023. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
An East Northport man has been indicted on charges of distributing child pornography, including images of child sex abuse. And officials say 53-year-old Leonard Suskin did this while commuting on the Long Island Railroad. They say the images were spotted by a fellow commuter who recorded the whole thing and then went to the cops. Suskin was arraigned Monday on a more than 60-count indictment and faces up to 7 years in prison if convicted on the most serious charges. Indictments unsealed against the two suspects in the fatal shooting of a 7-month-old in Williamsburg. Charges include second-degree murder, attempted murder, and endangering the welfare of a child.
Following the reading of the charges, District Attorney Eric Gonzalez walked back the initial theory that the baby girl's father was the intended target.
I think it's misguided, really worry about who they were intending to shoot. We know who the actual victim was in this case, and that was Kaori and her brother, who was also injured.
The 2-year-old next to his sister in the stroller was grazed by a bullet.
You know, my understanding is that this is very hard for him. He's asking for his sister, and he's been traumatized. There was also a 9-year-old child out there who's also been traumatized. This is really heart-wrenching stuff.
The alleged shooter, 21-year-old Amori Green, is hospitalized and did not appear in court. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The other suspect is 18-year-old Matthew Rodriguez, who was allegedly driving the moped from which the shots were fired. It's a 5-count indictment against both suspects in the March 7th homemade bomb incident outside Gracie Mansion. 18-year-old Amir Balat and 19-year-old Ibrahim Kayumi are charged with attempted support to a designated foreign terrorist organization, in this case ISIS, use of a weapon of mass destruction, and transportation of explosive materials. Balat's attorney says the two are from different parts of Pennsylvania and don't know each other. Prosecutors say they have evidence that this whole thing was meticulously planned by both men, including a notebook and a storage unit containing explosive residue and bomb-making materials. Yet another case of a family pet being stolen in our area. this time in Clifton, right from the dog's own backyard.
And the theft captured on Ring surveillance video. You see a woman and a boy going into the backyard of this house. The child first using a blanket to try to grab the 8-pound Shih Tzu named Rocky. When he couldn't, a woman then comes over using a blanket as well, grabbing the dog and taking off. The dog's owner, William Chan.
When I watched the video, I was like, I cannot believe this is happening. I couldn't believe it. He wasn't a stray. He had a harness on, so it's not like he didn't have a collar or anything. So I knew they saw it. It looked like the kid wanted the dog.
Cops here in Passaic County have released images of the dog nappers and the car they were using, hoping to track them down and get Rocky back home. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Clifton.
A case of porch piracy where the thief didn't even wait until the packages were delivered. Cops searching for whoever it was who stole 42 packages from an Amazon driver in Queens at gunpoint. This was in Jamaica, April 1st, outside 138-17 241st Street at around 4:20 in the morning. The driver was unharmed. You can see photos of the suspect on the Crime Stoppers X page. A New Jersey pastor has been granted bail after being detained by ICE.
We give thanks to God for a just and hopeful development today in the case of Pastor Yason Cortez Vasquez. After days of mounting concern, prayer, and public witness, we celebrate that his bond was approved by a judge.
That's the Reverend Enid Almanzar, who chairs the National Latino Evangelical Coalition. Homeland Security says the pastor entered the country in January of 2016 from Colombia and overstayed a tourist visa that expired in July of that year. Almanzar says they will continue to fight alongside him.
His journey will continue after this. And so we're working with his attorney for the next steps. But the judge sounded very hopeful about his case, considering the fact that he is an upstanding member of the community.
Vasquez serves as the pastor at the Gathering Place Church in Elizabeth, New Jersey. He has no criminal record. Turns out tips from the TSA at airports have led to the arrests of more than 800 people by ICE since the start of the second Trump presidency. Reuters looked at the records and found that this far exceeds what was previously known to the public. They say the TSA has supplied info on more than 31,000 travelers for possible immigration enforcement. What is not clear is how many of the arrests physically took place at airports. Both ICE and the TSA are part of Homeland Security and have historically shared information, but that is generally related to national security threats. So far, no comment from the DHS. Another of the mayor's rental ripoff hearings, this time in Stapleton, Staten Island.
There's a feeling from some on Staten Island of being left behind.
As Staten Islanders, we believed there was no one in the city government looking out for us,
says Jamie Gilliam with the Youth Alliance for Housing. What they have in common with tenants in other boroughs who've gone to these hearings is that they feel neglected by landlords who they say are all about the money. Danielle Wilson once had no hot water for 8 days.
It can feel like decisions are being made for investors, not for the families who already live here.
The complaints heard by the administration will help form the mayor's housing plan. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
So, how are you feeling about our new mayor? A new poll finds 100 days in, about half of New Yorkers, 48%, approve of the job Zohran Mamdani is doing. The mayor's survey at the same time finds more than 60% think he's hardworking and a good leader who understands the challenges facing the five boroughs. By comparison, Bill de Blasio also had a 48% approval rating 3 months in. Eric Adams was 61%. All right, jazz fans, this is for you.
It's a first-of-its-kind resource. It's an interactive map of the neighborhoods of Greenwich Village, the East Village, and NoHo, showing a century of jazz history within these neighborhoods. And it's going to show you everything from where jazz greats like Charlie Parker and Charles Mingus lived to where others like Billie Holiday cut their first records.
That's Andrew Berman, Executive Director for Village Preservation.
You can explore it by music genre, by type of location, by name. And you can actually build and share your own tours from the map, which is a great feature that we're really, really proud of.
Where to find it?
You just go to our website, villagepreservation.org, and you'll find it there. It's mobile friendly, so you can take it around with you, or you can just explore virtually. There's lots of great imagery. We have people who've been using this from overseas, so you know they may never see these sites in person, but you can also, of course, carry it around on your mobile phone and explore.
Again, the website, villagepreservation.org. greenwinds.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.